Are we on? Are we back?
We're back.
How are we doing? Sed's all right, mate. he's not here today, which is a bit of good news for you lot. He's him and his missus and his daughter have all got the shit, so we've told him to stay at home. We don't want it, and neither does our guest. So, yeah, no Sed in today. So you've got me, and you've got our new mascot here, Princess, who I'm dog sitting for, and as always, you've got Corey, who will be very happy that Sed's in here to call him shit Tash.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I mean, he can't talk, can he, with his facial hair?
Just slag him off.
It grow on his face.
Just slag him off now, is that, yeah?
Looks like Teen Wolf.
He can't do nothing. So, what do you think of our guest today?
It's a good one.
I mean, he started off at one of the best clubs in England, and he's had a bit of a fall from grace, but I met him the other week and he's a very sound lad, and he will have some good stories to tell, so I hope everyone's looking forward to it like I am. I'm going to start off with a Turning Point DDH Session IPA, which I've had a few sessions in my time. I don't know about a DDH one. But as always, beer52.com/trials, get yourself a free crate and a free snack. And all you have to do is pay for the postage and packaging, which is $5.99. It's an absolute bargain. I'm just tucking into some chili and garlic pita chips, and they're lovely as well. So get on it. Right, Adam Morgan, how we doing, pal?
Yeah, good lad. Good, thanks for having me. It took age me to get here, but yeah. Sorry I'm late.
Nightmare that traffic, innit?
Yeah, it's hard work.
What, got a game tonight?
Yeah, got a game tonight playing here, Pontefract, but don't know whether it'll be on because of the weather, but hopefully be on. It's just we got battered 4-0 Saturday.
Did you? Game. Yeah. Have you been playing well or what?
Done alright. We had a few wins, a couple of draws. Probably sixth in the league. With our team, we should be up there a bit more. But
did I not see you score from like 30 yards every week or something?
Yeah. You know, it was just keeper was off his line. I'd see him and I couldn't run past the defender on one before half time.
Just got no legs.
So I thought I'd see him. I tried it a couple of times and that, so luckily it just went in. Right.
It's nice when you see it drop though, isn't it?
Yeah, when you see it. I knew straight away. I see
it. As soon as you
standing
hit it,
there and the keeper was looking behind him like that.
Belter.
So it was good.
Right, so I've got my first question for you straight off is, talk to me about when you got scammed. Just want to know. I seen it on Twitter.
Yeah,
I want to know.
Yeah, now what happened was, obviously we was all booked to go to Madrid, big Liverpool fans, so some fucking tickets like gold dust.
Yeah.
And obviously I left it late because I thought, whereas I'd played for so many years at Liverpool, I could get a ticket. And then so I put out on Twitter, see if anyone, and I knew there was loads going around in that. And then there was this one fella, he was just saying, listen, my dad is proper sick. He said that he hasn't got long left. So I'm saying to my dad, surely no one's saying that.
Yeah, that is fucking sick to say that, isn't it?
Sick to say it. So the maddest thing was, well, he said, just give me £200 the ticket or £250. So I'm like, yeah, sound.
Yeah, it's worth the risk.
Worth the risk. So then it goes round to my mate and I'm saying, lad, do you reckon I should do it? He said, what have you got to lose? I hadn't paid him no money, nothing. He said, literally, I'll meet you at the airport. So I'd booked a flight at like 6 o'clock in the morning and then a return at 9. So I thought, I haven't paid him any money yet. The flight was £50 return.
Yeah.
I thought, what have we got to lose? So anyway, get through the airport and standing in a line. And a phone goes, can't meet, mate, no ticket. So I just laughed, right?
So but you just stood in Ireland?
So I didn't even get to Ireland. I was in the line at Manchester.
Right, that's so not too bad then.
No, it weren't too bad, but then I thought to myself, I'll be honest with you, I thought to myself, right, let me put this out on Twitter. Hopefully someone sees it.
Yeah.
And you get be able to get a ticket. Yeah. So I knew the backlash was coming. Listen, I love all them on Twitter. Someone gets
left.
I knew it was coming, do you know what I mean? Fucking, I've been sent around a few group chats, you know what I mean? I know. Oh,
did you get one?
No, I didn't even end up getting one. I didn't end up getting one, which, so I got the backlash over and didn't end up getting a ticket, but it's just one of the things. Listen, there's rats in there out there, and it's just supposed to.
To start with, like, my dad's ill and that. Like,
that's what sold it to me.
Yeah.
I would, if it was like, yeah, you may come here and meet me, I wouldn't have done it. And then, like, I spoke to a few people and they said, lad, what have you got to lose? But it was my choice to put it out on Twitter. Obviously, I didn't have to. I was just laughing in the end. I just thought,
where did you watch it then in the end?
I'm here to watch it. Oh, a few of my mates come over from Ireland, and one of my mates come down from Scotland, so we just watched it in town. It's fucking sound. Yeah. I've been to two Champions League finals anyway, but that was a different experience.
It's worth the risk, yeah.
Delta. So, funny.
Like you said, you're a Liverpool fan, and that's pretty much where you started your career, isn't it? So,
yeah, yeah.
How did it come about? Were you playing?
Yeah, I was little. I was playing. My sister used to play under nines, and I, so I was five, six years old. I used to play up with her, and my kit was too big, and socks up to my thighs, shorts too big, top massive, and then I was just playing one weekend, and then my dad was there. He said to me, Liverpool wanting to go down to train, just like, so from when I was 5, 6 years
buzzing,
old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. Listen, I was the biggest Liverpool fan ever at that age. And so I just went down, and it was just pretty straightforward all the way through, really.
Just, could you tell that you was like one of the best players? Or
Probably not that young, probably from when we was like 12, 13, there was a few of us where we was a bit above everyone else, I'd say, so yeah. Whereas, I'm not unbelievable on the bum of the field. I'm just a striker, you know what I mean? There was better players than me, for sure. But I seemed to just score all the time. And, you know, sometimes we'd beat people 15-0. You'd score 10 and stuff like that. So you had an idea that you're good. And with being a scouser, it helped as well. Coming through the academy. Nah, so it was pretty straightforward up until 16, really. It was pretty easy. You know, not easy in the sense of thing.
Like, I've been on the end of a few Liverpool Academy drummings, to be fair, at Bolton. So I knew there was a good academy, and once you're in, it was a hard place to go at an academy level. It was awful, honestly. I hated going, but
listen, we was good. We used to play, beat most teams, but obviously going through, it was just you don't think too far ahead when you're young.
Nah, do you?
You just
think you've made it at 16, don't you?
That's what it is. You think, I had massive problems, me, when I was 16. I went to best behaved in school.
Right.
And everyone else used to go on day release. And that, so when you're under 16, you're in year 11 in school.
Yeah.
Used to, I think, like,
was it a Wednesday?
Wednesday or
something. Yeah, I think I went out of school on a Wednesday, yeah.
But my school wouldn't let me go. So Liverpool offered me scholarship early. They said, like, it's coming anyway, so let's see if they could do that. School still wouldn't let me go out, so that was when I thought, oh, this is shit.
Yeah,
I'm missing out. All the lads are going in training, and I was still in school. But obviously, I had the benefit that I knew I had my scholarship, so I was the first one to get one in my year. And
so you still went to school.
Still went to school, so I knew I was going in there full time. The school knew I was going in there full time when I'd finished. I wasn't going to sixth form or anything.
No,
but they still wouldn't let me go.
See, it's a bit shocking, that, really, isn't it? But
yeah.
Was you clever or not? Because I was actually quite clever.
That's what I'm saying. people would say that about me, no way. But I could have been if I wanted to, but just I just wanted to play footy.
Yeah, that's all you want. And you don't think about anything else at the time. You don't think.
All I was doing is focusing on footy all the time. Anything I could get out of the way. Sometimes I just say I was sick. Just to go into
Said, he's got fake the shits today.
Yeah. I seen that. I thought, when I see his message, I thought, no way.
He actually sent a picture of him lying on the couch that his missus had took. And I was like, you've just asked her to tell you that. You're going out for the day. So you got your scholar. So who was in your sort of team at Liverpool?
So my youth team, that in my actual age group, the only one who's still playing now. Oh no, two players who are still playing now. Joe Rafferty was at Preston.
Right.
He's at Rochdale, played 300 games
at
Rochdale or something. But he got a scholarship. He didn't end up getting a pro. He was really good, but he just, it's a bit like, his best way to describe it, he's a bit like Flano, he's a bit like a late bloomer.
Yeah.
John Flanagan, he was a year above me, but you never would have thought
he was gonna do it.
You know he's gonna make a living out the game, but to go on the heights that he did.
And he did well for a season or so.
A couple of seasons. He played probably 40 games in two seasons. He was fantastic. Joe Raff just went to Rochdale, went away, and then obviously built himself up. He was there, and then Jack Robinson, he's Nottingham Forest, but he's probably played 15 Liverpool games as well. He went to QPR, now he's Nottingham Forest. So
a few have done all right.
Yeah, a few have done. And then obviously the older age group was a lot more. There was Andre Wisdom, John Flanagan, Conor Cody,
some big names there, Suso, yeah.
Suso was my age, but he'd come in on a first year pro.
Right.
So he obviously AC Milan.
So where was Sterling in all this?
Sterling is, it must be 23 now, I think. So he's a couple of years younger than me. But then as soon as he got in at 15, he was playing up with the under 18s anyway. He was just
scared. Was he that good?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It's not like one of he was if he wanted to be a big rapper, he would have been. I just always say about him, he was just born with a star on his head.
Yeah.
Whatever he wanted to do. He was always gonna be famous, and but honestly I can say he's the most down to earth person ever. Like, he couldn't be more normal. He just took everything in his stride. He's quite quiet.
It's the same as I went to school with Trippier.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the same for him. Like anything he touched, it was just like he just did well at. Even though I don't know what it was, because I don't know. He'd throw a ball at like a dinner lady's head or whatever and get away with it.
He could just
get out of situations like that. But also, he was just like a born winner. So I imagine that's what
Sterling
that's
what it was. And you just knew there was something about him, something. And he just performed all the time. I had the easiest job in the world. I stand in a box. He used to just beat four men, cross to me, tap it in.
He's done
your
job.
That's all it was. So he got me pro. I think he got me pro. But yeah, he was unbelievable.
I've seen a video of him with Brendan Rodgers having a bit of an argument back in the day.
Yeah.
And I think you was there. But was his attitude not right, or was that just a bit of a handbags?
I think that was more overplayed than what it was.
Right.
It's not, I didn't hear him say steady. He was meant to have said to him
steady. Steady.
I think he dived on the floor, or he didn't pass it or something. And Brendan Rodgers had a go at him. He's meant to have said to him steady.
That's class.
But then obviously I'd had a good tour. I'd been doing proper well. I thought this was my first chance. I was just running everywhere, doing everything. So he said to me, didn't he? He said, you need to be more like him to Sterling.
And pointed at you.
Pointed at me, so I'm like, I look back now and think, what's happened now? But I never seen that side of the attitude with him. I thought he was always, with like my mum and dad and that, he was just always dead friendly. My dad used to say, like, well, I didn't expect that from him and that. And then my dad was on a taxi for like 10 years and that. And one day he took Raheem's bird home and that. And my dad's like, who lives here? He said, and the woman said, like, oh, don't worry about it and that. He come out and then he just like spent like half an hour speaking to my dad. This when he was, might he just went to Man City or he just leaving.
So he was quite a big name by then.
He was massive, yeah. But then obviously he still remembered my dad and all that. So
your dad's seen the gaff and thought, who lives here?
So he said to the bear, what are you doing here? I'm just being nosy, you know what I mean? And then anyway, he's come out and must have paid a cab or whatever, and he's obviously recognised my dad. And so that obviously meant a lot to me, dad, and like, just even for him to do that,
that's quality,
half an hour time, like, and now to see the heights that he's got to now, he's probably most famous footballer in England, isn't he?
Really? Talking about him being up there with Messi and Ronaldo, aren't they? So he's doing something right. Sorry, it's just the dog.
The dog gone mad.
I think he's eating the wires. Oh, you get in your bed.
He's up there, isn't he? You know what I mean? I have the arguments all the time, like. My bird, she lives in London, so her brothers are Arsenal and dad's Tottenham, and I always have an argument with them, and saying he's the best. They can't have him.
He definitely is.
He's got to be up there now. He's doing it every single week, and he's unbelievable.
So he was at the time as well, though.
Yeah. At the time, obviously he had things to learn, but like he never used to score many goals. Obviously, he scored.
He just gave it to you, didn't he?
Yeah,
because
Ace has passed it to me.
Robbie Fowler once said about you, I don't know if you've heard this, have you?
Yeah.
You have, yeah. You're buzzing about it.
I used to read it all the time.
Oh, let me just read this to you, love. As a finisher, probably the best I've seen for a long, long time. Now, for him to say that, you must have been decent.
Yeah, no, I was back in the day. It used to be all right, but. It was nice for him to say, like, obviously he's seen the scouts are coming through and everyone at that club knows how much it means to me, you know what I mean? And then obviously I was scoring goals and then...
You are a proper scout, aren't you?
Yeah, proper scout. You know the maddest thing is, right? I'll go off this talk. We played City of Liverpool the other day for Mosley. They're all saying to me, you're a fucking traitor. Obviously, the last few teams I played is in Manny, you know what I mean? But I don't mind it here, but I don't like Man United or Man City, but... don't mind any, it's all right. All the lads are sound, you know what I mean? But
have they not tried signing you, AFC Liverpool?
Well, yeah, they've asked me to sign that, but like this was ages ago, like a few, but I like it here, like going off thing, but like I like it up here, and fucking hell. Lost the Iran, I know.
Well, you John played Flair, at Curzon.
Yeah. John.
I remember you at Curzon, and like Robbie said, literally every week it was A. Morgan goal, A. Morgan goal. I was like, fucking hell.
But that was coming out of thing where I was give up. I'd stop playing.
Yeah. Like, but why did you give up? Did you just think?
See, after Liverpool, it didn't even upset me leaving Liverpool. I weren't good enough to play in the first team of Liverpool.
Right.
That's fine. It was just what happened after that. But obviously, going back to what Fowler said, it's unbelievable what he said. You know what I mean? He done that. He probably didn't mean what he, but he just to give me a boost and, and come out and say it, and it was unbelievable. So obviously, I just took that in
because he's one of the best finishers in he was Premier League ever had. Yeah.
Yeah, he was my hero looking up, and he knew that I used to get all giddy and that round him even when we were young, 16.
Proper
and little that. Game. Yeah, proper little fan like I was, but I loved him, and so for him to say that, it was unbelievable. And there was just a big hype around the academy. Like they brought Liverpool was probably the first one to bring out like LFC TV, and we was on it every week, under 18s games, reserve games, or like they used to do cop kids where you'd go down with kids. So I used to be on it quite
it's quality
a lot.
That, though,
it was unbelievable. So we was the first kind of generation where the fans of Liverpool got to see the young kids coming through, and like you're saying, they bought into me because I'm a scouser, and I was scoring
that
goals.
Definitely helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does help, but it helps with the fans and that, but kind of hinders you a little bit in the academy. Like there was kids coming in, and he was getting massive money, and they wouldn't kick a ball.
Yeah.
And then
what, from everywhere?
From everywhere. Yeah. So like, you know, Poland, Slovakia, Sweden.
And you're like a local lad. Give him 3 ton a week, he'll be happy.
Of course, that's what I mean. They knew I was never going to leave anyway. Yeah. I was never going to leave. They could have written anything down, I would have signed it. But then as you get older now, and you sit back and think, like that was wrong, that, but listen, I got treated fantastic at Liverpool the whole way through, you know, and then even when I was to leave, still got treated with respect and
decent.
Yeah, it was good.
Do you still go back and free when tickets and that? Or?
Nah, no, never free tickets, not? Man. No one can get them.
Fucking scouts are tight, aren't
they? But it's hard bunking sometimes. Don't like
well, they're that good now, you're probably not going to get them, are you?
No, it's hard work to get the tickets now, but I suppose I wouldn't really want to go out my way, to be honest, and I'm kind of busy myself.
Yeah,
you know, if any of the lads, any of the lads have got tickets, I try and go if you haven't got a game. Like I went to Norwich first game of the season because it was on a Friday night, but we've got a game most of the time. We on Saturdays and that. So
that's the hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but you had some tours under Brendan Rodgers, which we talked about before. Mm-hmm. But USA, who was like your roommate? Your best mate, and is there any like stories you can tell that don't?
So we'd been up training with Brendan Rodgers' first season. We went up, a few of us to train at Melwood, and that obviously they always take a big. They take loads of youngsters on the tour. So I had no idea I was going, really, to be honest. And then it was literally just going to the dressing room. There was a list on the board. I was on it. And going to America for 3 weeks. It's a madness. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Like, so we flew to America from Liverpool Airport, which they don't do, private plane, not getting checked by security. So even then, I'm 17 thinking, oh my God. So I got on a plane, one of the last, and I end up having to sit by Daniel Agger, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what are we going to talk about for 6 hours here? You know
six
I mean?
Hours.
Yeah, so he's just sleeping tablet, went to sleep, whatever. But then so he gets there, and then like, you see it on the telly, and obviously me watching, there must have been 20,000 fans at the airport just waiting. So there's a few youngsters, so we're all sticking together. Like I'm saying, the Jack Robinsons, Flano, Andre Wisdom, Connor Cody, we all went. Brad Smith as well, sorry, he was in my age group. He's at Bournemouth, but he's on loan in America. So we're just like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, just like walking out to wow.
And then we was like, where did we go to first? We flew into Boston first, and the hotel, it's just not even funny, you know what I mean? And then every man has their own room, so like,
what, so you didn't have a roommate?
No, no,
you
got your own room. My roommate all the way through would have been Flanagan,
right?
All the way through, and then if he went there, it'd be Jack Robinson. We'd like between us, there'd be like three scousers, you know. So you get in your own room, and I'm just going, man, video, and like, I'm saying to me, fella, like, what the fuck's going on here?
I've made it,
yeah, like that. You think then. this is it.
Yeah, for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. This is what it's going to be like. And then, so that was just, that was unbelievable. And then, obviously, we had the first game. So he'd named the two teams, so I knew I was playing in the second half. And then, coming back to Farley, my half hour, listen, we're just a normal working family, you know what I mean?
Whereabouts in Liverpool do you live?
I live at Elwood, so right by Speke Airport. Really. So at Everton's Academy, so I live a stone's throw from Everton's Academy, really. So my dad was couldn't come. He was saying, lad, I can't afford to come. And I weren't getting big money to say, you can come.
Go on, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I've just been in the room before the first game, and the hotel phone goes off. Hello? He said, Morgs, it's Robbie Fowler. Like, come down. I want to speak to you about the game. So I'm like, all right, sound like whatever. So it goes down, me half fella standing there.
Fuck yeah.
One of my dad's mates had paid for him to come over, all expenses paid, and that, to go with him, just so he could watch me play. So
that's class. A bit of like buzzing,
6 hours before we was gonna play, my half fella's there. I'm like, oh my god, like fucking sound, nearly crying and that. And then obviously I knew I was playing in the second half.
Where was this at? Who did you play?
So we flew. So on that day, we flew from Boston to Toronto. We played against Toronto.
Some life, that, innit?
Oh, it just you walk on plane straight there. Another hotel pre-match, and then you just walk out into the stadium, and then so I think it was.
What's Toronto? Who's Toronto's team?
It was in that team. I can't even think of anyone. I can't think of anyone.
Were they not that good?
I think they're in the American top league. Right. I think, but yeah. In Canada, but. Don't know, they fly everywhere in America, don't they? So anyway, we were playing the second half and fucking I'm shitting myself. I swear to God, yeah.
I
wanna come on, but I don't even wanna come on because I'm worried. And I thought, fuck it, just ran round everywhere and I just had the game of my life. So again, like I was saying earlier, Sterling before man, crossed it in. Well, he had a shot, it was going in, and I've just run and tapped it in. I ran off my desk, talking like scored in a World Cup final. But it was just unbelievable. So, and then even the fans, I had 15,000 followers on Twitter, goes up to 70,000 just one kick of a ball.
You've got 112k now, which is something frightening. Like, yeah.
How I've still got that now? Do you know what I mean? I thought you'd take the blue tick and everything away now, but
they've not though, have they?
No, not yet. So I'm gonna try and keep that on a low down. But so after that, you're just on the biggest high in the world.
Yeah.
So again, straight after the game, fly back. So anyway, team night out called on. No under 21s allowed to go.
Fuck
off. So all the young boys aren't allowed to go. So Carragher steps in and says, no, everyone goes. So I'm on the biggest high ever.
That's class.
So at this time, I didn't even like beers yet. I was vodka, black currant, lemonade, all red all over my golf from that, right?
Pink lips.
Yeah, but I thought, fuck this, I can't look out of order. So anyway, when's this sports bar? How we've ended up getting in, because in America it's proper strict.
Yeah, isn't it?
So anyway,
well, you're Liverpool.
Yeah, okay. That's it. But I'm pretending to sip this beer, but I'm more nervous. So anyway, it goes to this, stays out, ends up absolutely blathered. Goes to this nightclub. I'm living the dream here. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking, what's going on?
Who was ballooning the most?
Who was what, sorry?
Who was being the biggest dick, pissed up?
Me. No. You know what? It was unbelievable. It was... No one was a proper out of line or anything until all the sensible ones got off, and then I just got caught up, and it left out me, Flano, Charlie Adam, Stewie Down, and Carragher. And I remember Carragher said once, to Shelby, go and slide tackle one of them people over there.
What, on the dance floor?
On the dance floor, so But he was all, the lad was with us as well, so it was just all messing around. It was mostly us in there, so you could do these kind of things. Anyway, he does it and that, and we had the drinking, we were just drinking non-stop. I was at the bar, and I thought, I can't not, try and buy a bevvy here. And Charlie Adam comes up behind me, all bladdered, right? What are you doing? I'm saying, what? He said, what are you doing now? I said, just buying a drink. He said, do you want one? He said, no, don't buy one. He said, no, whatever he gets, I'll get it. So they was just unbelievable with the young lads.
That's class, isn't it?
Senior, and
Well, what would they have been on at the time?
Oh, he must have got a Liverpool. He must have gone 60, 70. I don't know. And that's me guessing.
And what was you on, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I was getting, what was that, at that age. So I got a pro contract at 17. So at 17, it was 800, 900,000 for a year deal. So at that, 800 quid a week.
still nice.
It was good. It was lovely. You know what I mean? Like, but
it's not 60 bags a week.
No, right? Yeah. But I didn't deserve to be on that. But they've obviously had a great. But they was. I loved just how involved they got the young kids as
that's
well.
That's good, isn't it?
And like that. So I remember us getting a taxi home and. We just done a runner from a taxi.
even though you got the dough.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know why. We still laugh about it now. I don't know why we done a runner from the taxi in Boston. We just got dropped off outside the hotel, not even down the road, and we just done a runner into a taxi, you know what I mean?
So someone must have ended up paying it.
Must have, but it was mad. But even on that trip as well, this is one of the best ones ever. So we went to the nightclub. We'd been in the sports bar, what I was saying to you. So, obviously, we're 25-handed.
Yeah.
Manager, assistant manager. So, even probably 30 man. So, outside. Right?
Kit man,
everyone. Kit man's always the funniest as well. They're always the best ones. And so, we're outside. We're looking for taxis. So, it's a bit rowdy. Like, you know, if you're standing outside somewhere, everyone's singing or whatever. This is a swear to my mum's life. A riot fan pulls up. So, I don't know what you was calling down here. What takes you to court?
Right, yeah. Like,
what takes you to...
I'd probably call it a riot van, yeah.
Yeah, riot van as well, yeah. Anyway, the policeman says, Liverpool, can we get all pictures with you? So he says, yeah, get all pictures we want. Give us a lift. The full Liverpool first team, all young lads, we're in the back of this riot van. Brendan Rodgers, all the players. Right? Brendan's in there. So we're all like, we're going to jail. He's just giving us a lift at the nightclub and everyone's singing, we're going to win the league. And I'm thinking, what going on? I can't believe this. You know, Carragher actually put a video on his Instagram about a year ago from it and it just brought it back, man. It was just
quality that.
It was unbelievable. Like, everyone's just blathered, drinking, singing. And I was just like, is this what it's going to be like forever, this? You know, because you get caught up when you're young, don't you, in going out. No matter what you say or what, people have made mistakes and got caught up and things. There's a handful of people who I'd called the ultimate professional. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, but it was Milner. Nah, Milner weren't there.
Milner weren't there at my time, nah. But someone like Conor Coady, you know, unbelievable. Like, he would never have a drink.
What, as a pro?
As a pro, right. Unbelievable. He'd be the first in, last out. Probably weren't the best player at the time, but now he's probably, obviously he's up there doing the best.
Yeah, doing well, isn't he?
And at the time, I don't think, Even me now looking back, I don't think there's anything wrong with getting involved, having a drink sometimes, because you're not a robot. You're not a robot.
Probably you going out with the lads is going to help you
absolutely
in the long run, really.
Absolutely. I had.
And even if you've left now, even if you've seen Carragher, you'd still have a laugh. So remember that time we got fucking right.
And I see him, they pull out these boss nights on at the end of the season, went to want to see him there. It was just like, I hadn't seen him for a few years, but it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You remember all these things, you laugh about them. Don't get me wrong, it's not the ideal thing to do, but it's just so hard. You're young, you don't know what's going on. I just scored for Liverpool, only obviously in pre-season.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on here? You have to do this
now.
You've
got to celebrate.
Yeah, you have to celebrate.
If you don't, then the time just passes you by. Like, mate, I was playing. When you was there, I was playing at Ramsbottom, but still, I remember the nights out after when you've won and stuff like that.
It doesn't matter what level now, even now at Mosley, it's sick. Do you know what I mean? You'd have a few pints in the bar afterwards. I sent a video into our group chat today, all the Mosley fans singing, thinking like, these come and watch every day, that's what they live for, like, so, and then obviously there's been many nights out that are fucking on the way. Ones with the first team, though, are always the best ones.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's the young lads coming through now, like, we've got a young lad, keeper, I think he's about 6'4", like, size 15 feet, and everyone calls him Joel the Pole, because he looks Polish, but... Just the fact that he's in the banter now is helping him, because once he's in, he's got his own little nickname and he's happy, he's buzzing, he's just warming up and then he's still going on telling his mum and dad, like, listen, I'm in with lads.
I've seen kids crumble off that. You have to give them it when they're young.
Yeah.
Honestly, you have to get them involved straight away, and you see kids crumble off that. But the ones who come back at you, you know, they're going to be alright then.
They'll be sound.
But then, if you see a kid like, think, you're saying, like, this is, we're not having, you're just being part of the group now. Oh, Nell, some of the things that have happened to me, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You wouldn't.
Oh.
I can't even tell what's happened to
me. Yeah, I'm just going to say something, I can't.
Right, so Liverpool, why have you left? What's happened?
So, there was a time where I was on fire, I was doing really well, and then, like I was saying, we've come back from a tour, I'd done, been doing proper well, so I end up travelling with the team, the Europa League qualifier, to Gomel.
What was that?
I can't even remember where it was. But
shit.
I'd have been hungry or something like that. So I went there, didn't, 19th man, didn't get in the squad, but I was like, nice, I'm travelling now, I'm travelling. So and then I was up with the first team full time, had my own locker, everything, and I was just like, this is it now. Like you're saying, you think you've made it. Like,
yeah.
Don't know what's going on, but keep riding with it. And then I was training with Melwood every day, but then still playing for the 23, still doing well. And then, so he goes to Scotland, play Hearts. Again, 20 travelled, I thought, I'm out the squad, whatever. Yeah. So I got on well with Andy Carroll and that, and it was transfer deadline coming up to it. So we trained on the pitch the night before at Hearts. He comes up to me in the hotel and says, you owe me money. I was like, what are you on about? He said, you owe me money. He said, I'm dropping out, you're going to be in the squad. I said, ah, fuck off, lad. He said, no, honestly. He said, I'm injured, you're going to be in the squad. So I'm like, oh, that's this is mad. That, it, yeah, yeah. So, but I got on with him proper well. And so anyway, soon enough to his word, he was out the squad. I was on the bench. I was like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. Our fella had not come down again. So game winning 1-0. And there was like 5 minutes left. They said to me, get ready. Mate, you've never seen anyone take a jumper off as quick. Do you know what I mean? I was ready already.
I saw my
all tape up my leg and that. And I went on for the last couple of minutes. But that was just unbelievable. And then, again, back to training as normal. I thought, right, he's just giving me a little chance there. It was, I think I touched the ball once. And yeah. I think I blocked it with, do you know what I mean?
It wasn't nothing. Like a...
Yeah, yeah, it was nothing. And then, so the week later, we was playing him again. And
I'll twat that dog.
Dog gone mad, you know.
Go on.
Yeah, sick lad. we was
Dr. Evil.
So we was playing again on Thursday night in the second leg. So what happened, what used to happen to Liverpool, when we was doing the warm-up, the assistant manager, Marshy, he'd go around giving out the bibs. So what, 11 of being green, 11 of being white. But the ones who had always been the same as Gerard Suarez, and I'd be starting.
Right.
So I'd noticed he'd give me the same bib. So I'm like, nah, no way. You know what I mean? No way, I'm starting here. So my mate seen it behind, he said, lad, you're in. We're like, I'm like, nah, no way, no way. So Brendan Rodgers says, right, starting 11 over here. The rest with Marshy to do like a little gate. So I have honestly just froze. I stood in the middle, didn't know where to walk. So I'm looking there, all the lads laughing at me, all like the younger lads, you know, like, and then all the senior lads are laughing at me. Brendan Rodgers, come on. I've actually just went, oh, you're joking. So all 11 just started laughing at me because they knew how much it mean.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm starting. So I did. I just forgot about training. I didn't care no more. I was like, I just want to get in and bring all my the lads, yeah, my dad,
tell them
everything.
So where were you playing?
Played on the right of a three.
Against who though?
Hearts, right, in the return leg.
Right, yeah,
so I'd made my debut for a couple of minutes,
yeah,
the week before, and then starting at Anfield the next day. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. So anyway, we're doing shape, unopposed shape, right? Ball into the midfielder, back, out wide, cross. We just finish against the goalie, easy, you know what I'm saying? First one comes in, I'm not nervous, and I'm just, I kicks the ball completely out the training ground, right?
Standard.
Everyone stopped, right? Just crying, laughing, saying, you're going to fucking play your way out the team already. But anyway, so I can't even remember what happened after that. I'm saying, go, it gets in. I didn't even get a shower. I'm just on my phone. Dad, I'm starting. Mum's crying down the phone, everything.
I can't even imagine how that felt, like, right, honestly.
It actually, just think about it now. I don't even try and think about it often because it actually breaks my heart. That's never going to happen again, you know what I mean? But listen, it's unbelievable. I got like 45 tickets for the game. You know, like, every one of my family's Liverpool fan. All my mates want to come. You've got a lot more mates as well when you're playing at Liverpool.
Yeah, of course you have.
Until
yeah.
now, you know. So, it was just unbelievable. So, we get to the hotel in the morning. I couldn't sleep a wink. I'm just thinking, I'm playing here. Like, tonight, yeah. Get to the stadium and that. And, you know, you're playing on the same pitch as Suarez.
Sick, that.
Like, Gerrard, Reina, Carragher.
Well, you're definitely the highest, highest playing guest we've had on here, so
yeah
no one else has been able to say that, have they?
No,
that's really. That's the thing with me. Listen, people like you'll know, like, I know loads of lads in your team, like, what you see is what you get. Like, I love a laugh and a joke and all that, but the thing with that is, I joke about it myself now, but like, when I talk serious about it, no one can ever take it away from me.
No, can they?
You know what I mean?
You've got it for
whatever happens.
But how did you play?
Played all right, honestly. I scored as well. Like, I'm telling you now, so ball's come through Suarez, took it down the line, done one of his mad skills. So touchline's there. I've seen it, the ball does go out of place. Cut it back, I've not to know. Knocked it in, ran off celebrating, haven't I?
It's gone out. Liner's done you.
You know what I mean? Lino, Russian lineman as well, he was. Yeah. And obviously, we end up going through whatever, played 70 minutes. I was just, I done all right. I just kept it safe, kept it simple, where I could try and go forward, I would. I was just thinking, mate, just fucking. But it was unbelievable. Went home on the way home, got a chippy on the way home. And then, honestly, just got a chippy on the way home like I would do normally, or a McDonald's.
Standard,
Got a chippy on the way home. And we just sat there, got home, and was still living with my mum and dad's. Got home, just. About a few people around mine. My mum's bladdered, my dad's bladdered. And I'm just sitting there eating a chippy, just watching the game back, thinking, then, what the fuck's just happened there?
I think I've watched. My best game was probably Notts County on telly. I've watched that back about 100 times. So I imagine playing at Anfield, I think I'd have it on repeat, just like a separate telly, just playing.
I've seen it many times, like, and but it's like when you. It actually come on when I'm just eating me. Chips and sausage gravy. What's happened here? Like, I went in the chippy to just collect it afterwards, and they're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I was that young. I just didn't know." And in the end, I was probably still 40. You know what I mean? I was still a laugher and joker. And then what happened? Then,
but from that high, there must have been a massive low when it's all gone.
It was unbelievable. It was massive. So again, so I knew that had happened. So then I would travel with the first team a few times. But then I went on loan then. Did I go on loan before or after my debut?
I can't remember.
I went on loan to Rotherham. I can't remember. But what happened was one of the lads, it was Bertie, and he was going down to Essex. So the last game for Rotherham was on a Saturday, and then they were going Saturday night. So I was going straight from Rotherham to a night out in Essex. Anyway, however luck takes, I didn't play in the game, so the under 23, 21 or 23, where it was at the time, manager said, right, you can play again for us, for Tottenham, against Tottenham on Monday. Obviously, get yourself back going where you haven't played. So I've told them I've got a wedding in London.
Right.
Bearing in mind, this fella's from London, would have known everyone. Bearing in mind, I'm daft enough, people are putting things on social media and I'm liking them and that. Thinking, you don't think at the time.
Yeah, do you?
So he says to me, okay, that's fine. You've got a wedding. Meet us in the hotel in London. It was only, an hour from Essex to London or whatever. So I went out, been drinking. He only knew the bouncer on the nightclub I went to.
I've
seen one of your lads there. So he rang me and said, how was your wedding? I said, yeah, sound. He said, did you go out? I said, yeah, I went out for a bit. He said, you didn't leave till 3 o'clock in the morning.
And you was in Essex.
And you was in Essex, yeah.
I said, no, I weren't.
He said, right, okay, rang me back 5 minutes. He said, I'm going to ask you one more time. Did you go? So I said, yeah. He said, go home. And then don't come in until I ring you. So he rings me the week after. That was the most stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, I look back now and think, what did I do? Don't get me wrong, that weren't the end of what I'd done. But I like to tell that story because it's like, I was so naive.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought that was. My head was gone that I didn't play for Rotherham on that day. So I thought, yeah, I'm going then.
You think the night out's more important, but it's not.
It's absolutely not.
But to be fair, if you hadn't got caught, it would have been sound.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, but that's not the right way to go about it now, thinking. But at the time, it's mad how your head just changes, isn't it? You just don't realise it. So that fucked me. So I got sent back from Elwood. Back down to the 23s, and then I'd been somewhere in town. I went drinking this night. I'd just been for a scran or something and that. Anyway, I've seen Brendan Rodgers in town. I thought, oh my god, he'd had a few drinks. He'd been in a charity event or something.
Yeah.
So he comes up to me and hugging me and all that, saying, "Don't worry, you'll be back with me soon. Just like take your punishment well." He said, "People make mistakes." So I'm like, oh, brilliant. Okay. So got my head down, started working hard. Anyway. 23's game's coming around the corner, and the manager said to me, you're not playing tomorrow, you're going with the first team. So I went to the first team against the West Ham. Was on a bench, didn't come on, probably should have come on that game, to be fair. They put Shelby up top, and then someone got injured.
John Joe up top,
leading the line. And then Sterling got injured, I think, early doors, and then Joe Cole come on. I was thinking, oh, mate, just stick me on, do you know what I mean? Joe Cole come on and scored anyway. But that was just to go be back in and around. It was good, back up at Melwood. But then so I was just lost then for a few months. I was up at Melwood, but playing 23s, just like, what's happening here? Oh, this one day, when it all come crashing down, Brendan Rodgers singled me out to go against Skirtle. So he's told Skirtle before the session, give him an hard time. He battered me, like getting smashed 1v1.
In training,
just getting smashed. He's not doing it nasty, but he's just, he's saying, like, treat it like a game. And I was just lost. So he pulls me in his office and he says, like, look what just happened. He said, how do you think you're ready for the first team? To play in my team every week, you're not.
So you got bullied off him?
Yeah,
off
bullied.
Skirtle.
Bullied.
Well, you're going to, really.
You're going to, of course. Monster. But I knew, and I always knew I weren't quite at the level yet, but I was 18, I think. Maybe nearly 19.
And you probably should have been starting to hit them levels.
Yeah, so should have been starting to get in the team a little bit more often.
Yeah.
But I was kind of just training up there and playing with the 23s. So I won't even get frustrated, I loved it, but he just said to me this day, listen, you're not ready, you need to go out. And he started explaining to me about how other people's paths have gone, what people have went on loan, and all stuff like that. Like, I think Harry Kane was on loan at the time somewhere, so he was saying to me, like, look at him, he'll go back to there's a route for your back. So
he wasn't lying then, was he?
No,
he weren't chatting shit.
No, he weren't. Listen, Brendan Rodgers was an unbelievable manager. Unbelievable. And I'd never ever say anybody, he made my dreams come true, no matter if he released me or not. So I went to see my agent. It was literally done in a couple of days. He said, I could probably get you another year at Liverpool, but for what reason? Let's go get you a championship club. So I had Leicester, Yeovil and Carlisle. Carlisle was the league below. There was League One at the time.
Yeah.
Leicester was top of the championship. Yeovil was near the bottom of the championship.
So what made you pick Yeovil?
So I spoke to both managers on the phone, Nigel Pearson and Gary Johnson. Nigel Pearson said, you'll be training with the first team, but you'll probably play for the 23s for the three-year deal it was. But then, so I thought, I'm thinking about, I've just done this, speaking to my agent at the time, I'm doing this at Liverpool, why would I not take the extra year and do it again at Liverpool?
Yeah. Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, so Yeovil manager said, you'll start Saturday, playing Watford away, Vicarage Road, you'll start.
Bang, I'm in.
Me being so naive though, I should have went to Leicester, went on loan to Yeovil.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I didn't. Hindsight's the best thing in the world, innit? Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So I've went to Yeovil, 4 hours away from home. I'm like, what the fuck have I come to here?
Yeah.
Not in a bad way towards them, but like the train at the ground on an AstroTurf. Or then you'd have to drive there, then drive yourself to training. I'm like,
so far away from where you've been.
What is this?
Yeah.
Living in a hotel. I'm like, what? I've never cleaned anything. I've never cleaned anything. I've never cooked anything. I've never washed anything in my life. And then it's just a strange part of the world that you all trust me.
Did you have sort of a falling out / dressing room bust up with the manager there?
Kerry Johnson, yeah, massive.
Did you?
Yeah, he's an idiot. yeah, he's an idiot.
What was he? Was he just being
maybe,
a dick?
Maybe not put that bit in, but he's an idiot. Yeah. with Gary Johnson, what it was is, it started off fine, played on the Saturday. They signed on the same day. Me, John Lundstrom, who's at Sheffield United, but he's one of my best mates anyway, so that kind of swayed me to go there as well. Ishmael Miller.
Right, yeah.
He's from around here, does he know him?
Did he not play for City?
City. But I think he's Manchester lad anyway. So anyway, me and him start up top, wins 3-0, have a good game, plays 80 minutes or something. Plays Blackpool Tuesday night, wins 1-0, I'm thinking, oh, this champ's easy. I hadn't scored or anything, but I've been playing all right.
Yeah.
Played Charlton on the Saturday, 2-2. But 2-0 down at half time, he brought me and Lundstrom off. And then, but it was sound. And then, because I was only younger, I thought, right, ease my way in.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I've come on a few times, and then the team just started doing shocking, proper bad, bottom of the championship. And I promise you, I don't know what it was. He was just taking it out on me. But don't get me wrong, whereas now I look back, is I didn't probably help it, but he was going too harsh, because every time after the game, say we'd play like Leeds, I'd want to drive there the night before and meet them at the hotel so I could go home.
Yeah.
Because I was missing home that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I weren't enjoying it down there. It was good to be playing in a championship and that, but mate, I was thinking, what's happened here? It was on deadline day, I'd just gone, and then like I wanted to get home and that, and you're in that phase where you don't know what's happening.
And he was just being a dick with you.
Yeah, proper. And then he'd just pick me out and do that. So it comes to the end of the season, we get relegated. I hadn't played and I wasn't even getting in the squad in the end. But they're all singing for me. The fans are singing and all that. They're quite a good following.
Yeah.
The other fans are decent, honestly, to be honest. But it was just him. And then the assistant manager weren't nice to me, the coach weren't being nice to me. Come the end, we got relegated. Into League One, and I had a thing where money doesn't go down, so he's probably not happy about that.
Yeah.
So started that season. Yeah, started that season. He says to me, yeah, he says, no point you coming here. You're gonna be training on your own. So I was training on my own for probably, so you go back in what, July? I was playing July till November, training on my own.
That's a good three, four months or something.
Literally twice a day, every day. But then I was thinking,
doing what? Just running?
Just in the gym on my own. So I'd go to the club, get my heart rate monitor, go to the gym, make sure that, do whatever I needed to do, like to get my heart rate monitor up, go back, have dinner away from the lads. He wouldn't let me have dinner with the lads.
That is shite, innit?
I'm like 19 thinking, what have I done? I haven't like personally insulted you. Yeah. I haven't actually done anything. Mate, I'm just a little bit homesick. I've lost my way.
Yeah.
Like, I need you now to help me rather than just push me away. If you let me play, I might cheer me up a bit.
Yeah.
I'm better than some of the players you've got, so why aren't I playing?
But I've been through that, mate. It's the worst.
My head was just gone. Like, yeah. I think in the end, I thought, you know what, Sam, whatever. I thought, right, it's to January, I'll just leave, whatever. Yeah. So saying on my own. So I'm going home crying to me. I just want to come home now. I'm saying, fuck the money, fuck the contract, just come home. My dad's got, my dad wants to beat him up. No, but like, because like, mum's saying, she'd know as well, if you've done something, tell me. And we can, if you've done it, if you've called them something, or you've been speaking about it, I said, I haven't done anything. All I'm doing is, he just mustn't like my face.
Yeah.
And what he's brought in on a 3-year deal isn't performing to the way he likes it. But instead of saying, you know what, you've never lived away from home from ever, to let us help you a little bit, you know, he just thought I was a fully grown man straight away, which, because I'd been in this bubble at Liverpool, it's harder to grow up.
Yeah.
So I've been playing kids football, I'd had a little taste of the first team football, and then I've just meant to adapt straight away into men's football. I couldn't do it. Well, I didn't think I couldn't do it because I was playing.
Literally, when it happened to me at Salford, mm-hmm. I know it's nowhere near where.
No, the level it's the same thing.
I've been at, say, lower clubs all the time and been like probably the best player.
Yeah, yeah.
And been loved and by all the fans. And then I went to, I finally got released by them, and it was like I was a piece of shit. Literally, that's how they treated me. Like I was playing left back in training, that's and I was thinking, what the fuck?
Honestly, I've done it.
And it was. I couldn't get my head round it at all. It was just baffling me. I just didn't understand it.
I honestly don't understand it, because I understand that football's a business. Football's a business. Like you're saying, listen, I've seen you play loads of times. You're still playing the Salford team now. And that's not me training because I'm here. You got seated wrong at the wrong time.
Yeah, but you know in yourself you can do that, don't you? You still know you can do it.
If someone said to me, no, you're going to the Championship Club, I'd still think I'd do all right. You know what I mean? I probably wouldn't, because I've got a big derby on me now. But, even there's been clubs I've went to, like, where I've thought, like what am I doing?
Well, you went to, where was, after, say, Liverpool?
Yeah.
I know you went to, You went to Scotland, got a red card in a reserve game.
Yeah. And then you, on there, is
and
he?
Then you fucked off, didn't you? Nah. So, yeah, we'll skip that bit out, but then you've gone back to the Oval, have you?
Yeah, or back to the Oval. And then it went good.
Was that alone?
No. So I went on loan to St Johnston.
Right.
And I just hated footy. Honestly, I just didn't want to be there, but I wanted to get away from Gary Johnston and the club.
Yeah.
But so what happened with Gary Johnston is, my mum said, well, you've got Man United in the cup, so he pulls me in. So it was like January 5th, he said, from like 1st of December, do not come back to this club, because the lads loved me there. The lads all wanted me in back in the team. They're saying in the press, like, get him in, get him back in. The fans are singing, so he just thinks, we're playing Man United, don't need no distractions. So from December the 1st, fully paid, I went home till January the 9th. Just went home. So I'm like, brilliant.
Sound,
no problem. You treat me like shit anyway. So, all right, yeah. I'll go home. When I spent time on my family, thought, right, that's it. So it goes back. I was still alone to St Johnstone in the Championship season, but my head was gone, and it didn't work out there. I got sent off I was kicked out at someone out of frustration after about 6 minutes.
Yeah, and 6 minutes, fucking like hell.
Something 15, whatever. It was early doors. bad, man. But my head was just gone.
Yeah,
and I just didn't care. Bad thing to say, but I didn't care. And so I went on, just went on from the game, and then went back to the Oval. And
but he got sacked, didn't he?
So what happened was, yeah, my mum, after this Man United game, I goes back in the office, goes back in the day, they got beat to Man United 2-0 or something, goes back in, my mum said, just kill him with kindness. So I says, alright, listen, I want this sorting out now, I've been home now for a month. I come here to play for you. You put your faith in me. You're not showing me any. I don't want to train on my own no more. You know, I actually thought he was a good manager.
Yeah.
I actually did, and I wanted. But then the more someone's turning on me, I thought, well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, like fuck you.
Exactly. In the end, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? Like, I come here because you seem like a good manager. You know, you'd obviously done an amazing job to get you over this half far. So I thought it'll be all right, club, for me. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with you, but as I'm being nice to him, he's going mad. You're getting sacked. I'm like, what can you sack me for? You tell me to go to the gym, I go to the gym. And then he's saying to me, we're going to sort this outside football one day. So I'm saying, mate, you're an old man, like, but like, whatever you want. But I'm saying, mate, I don't want this to get to this. But then he's just going more red and red. So he comes up, he says, right, get out of my office. I said, okay, out of respect for you,
I'll go.
I knew it got him. I wanted to say loads, but I was just being nice to him.
Yeah.
So he stands up, comes out his office. So I'm thinking he's just going to slam the door behind me, follows me into the corridor. He's pushing into me with his arm. So I'm like,
what the fuck?
I'm like, he's saying, come on. I'm like, I'm not going to hit you, mate. He's saying, come on. So the physio room's down the corridor. So I've walked down. And so just open the door. The physio says, come on, then, do it in front of the lads now. Because I'm thinking, if you hit me, I'm just going to go down. Right?
Yeah.
Whatever. And so he's saying to me, you this in my face. I'm not saying. Say, lads, who's doing this? I said, I'm standing here. He's shouting at me. I'm not doing nothing. So all the lads are just watching. You know, you can imagine all the lads are like, I'd be like, what's going on? So the assistant manager's seen him in my face. So I'm just smiling. So he's just raging, shouting, calling me, abusing my face. But like, I would honestly say now, I actually haven't done anything wrong to this man.
Yeah.
Personally. I just weren't up to the standard or weren't producing what he wanted me to do. It weren't my fault. I had a contract.
Yeah.
I was honouring it. It was coming every day. He told me to go home. So I was trying to be nice. I tried to sort it out with him. And then I thought, well, if he still wants to be like that after I've tried to be nice to him, what can I do?
Should have sparked him.
But then I would have got sacked. So the assistant manager has come and grabbed him. So I'm just still smiling, something like that. Waved there. And then he's saying to me, watch. I'm saying, all right, sound. And then I said, listen, mate, I'm not worried. So I shouted down, I'm not worried, you're going to get sacked before me. Mate turns round, runs at me. This is the manager, actually getting like dragged down. So anyway, I'd said that to him, all the lads are like, I actually looked in the video room, right? All the lads are like, what have you just said? I said, well, he's going to get sacked before me. Because I'm not going to do anything wrong, I've still got a year and a half left in my contract.
Yeah.
He's going to be gone. We're bottom of League One now.
So he got bombed.
So anyway, I'd live in, because I'd been on loan St Johnston, I bought an house down there, but I'd rented it to one of the lads, so I didn't want to kick him out. So as I'd come back, I'd stay in with one of the other lads. So I was staying, I couldn't sleep at night and that, because I was just wanted to go home, man. So I was up to like 5 o'clock in the morning just watching on series or something. So I'd sleep till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon when we were off. So we was off, this was on a Tuesday, we was off on a Wednesday. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the lad who I was living with, his house, Kev Dawson, comes in, lad, he's gone. I was like, what?
Buzzing. That's good for you.
Literally the next day, I'm like, what's going to happen? He's like, lad, we don't know.
It's like a new club.
So
then,
the assistant manager calls me in his office. Bear in mind, he hadn't been friendly to me either. He said, listen, slate's clean.
Yeah.
Don't step out of line with me the way he thinks you have. You'll have the same fate, but you've got a new, fresh start. So I'm like,
well, that's good, isn't it?
He said, I have to be like that because I didn't. He said, I have no problem with you. He said, you haven't really done anything wrong, but I have to back my manager.
Yeah.
He said, but now I'm the manager. So,
he probably knows he needs you. Yeah. The other manager fucked up.
It was like a weight had lift off my shoulder. I forgot about home. I didn't care, thought right sound. Trained unbelievable Thursday, unbelievable Friday. He said to me, you're not going to go back in straight away. When I spoke to him on a Friday, he said, by your attitude, I have to put you in. And my bird's parents, they live in Spain, and he was coming over to the game, and it was mad. He come to the game. My bird's dad, bird's brother, a cousin, all them, and I come off the bench 70 minutes ago. And bearing in mind, I hadn't properly kicked the ball for like a year and a half. Honestly, like, we got a penalty, 94th minute. And the penalty, I come on for the penalty taker, but no one else was taking it. I sort of slotted it, ran over to them. Oh, lad, it was one of the best feelings.
A year and a half worth of shit.
That's what it was. Like, it was only to draw the game. I'd have stood on the barrier, took my shirt off, like, I was gone. But I just thought, you know what? I couldn't have been more fit.
Yeah.
Because I was doing twice a day my own stuff. I thought
that helped so much, you know.
I was flying. The manager had walked down the tunnel out the stadium. Stadium's only small, I don't know if you've ever been to the Oval.
Nah.
Don't go. Walked out the stadium and obviously only know that I'd scored because of the cheer. And then from then I played 10 games in a row, got man of the match 4 times. I don't even think I scored, but I was playing on the right of midfield. Right, mad.
So that's fine.
But I was playing happy. But we got relegated again because of what the old manager. We was in a bit of shit street, and we got relegated again. But I still had my contract. I had one more year left to go. I still had my contract. My money doesn't go down if we get relegated.
Yeah.
So a new manager come in, Paul Sturrock. I didn't even know him. Do you know what I mean? It was sound. He said, "Listen, there's no way you can be here." Get that money and play because I'd have like, I think I was getting £500 even if I was in the squad extra on my wages. So right. If I'm in the squad, I'm getting an extra £500.
So he was honest with you.
So he's just saying, I've got no problem with you. The assistant manager had no problem with me and him was sound, but he got kind of sacked after we got relegated as well. But it was mad. The assistant manager and the coach had no problems with me. It was just this Gary Johnson had a problem with me. And I've asked him before, like, what was his problem? He said, he brought you in thinking you'd been at Liverpool and he hadn't realised you'd never lived away from home. So you weren't producing the results. We're losing the team. So he obviously just had a vendetta against me.
So took it out. Well, fucking.
So we end up leaving and going to Rachi, but by this time, I was just mentally gone. I just wanted to stop playing there.
But Aki's quite a good club, isn't it?
Belter club. Yeah. Belter club.
Everyone I've ever spoke to about Aki says it is a very good club.
There's some incriminating stories there that I can't report into.
No stories about Aki, sorry Aki fans.
We had some car school. We had me, Sean McConville, Terry Gornell, Anthony Barry and Adam Buxton.
What, all 5 years in it?
Five was okay, like, five tough lad.
What okay, was it?
I don't even know, I remember. We should just take turns, lad, but fuck me. Honestly, it was unbelievable.
Well, that's when you start enjoying your football more, isn't it? When you've got a good set of lads to go to, sort of thing. And
yeah, the lads kept me going, mate. I was in a bad place. I was betting a lot, going out a lot then because I thought, fuck this.
Yeah.
So I was 8 in the footy, knocking down to the club, great club. John and Jimmy both in charge, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But they knew I was struggling. I was just mentally gone. I had Billy Kay in front of me. Player,
yeah,
I couldn't get in.
Well, he's mentally, he's mad as well.
But he was similar to me, so me and him got on like that.
Yeah.
So I weren't even bothered. Like I'm not playing here, but I was meant to start the game against Hull, but my granddad died the day before, And so I said to him, listen, can I be on a bench? He was like, yeah, listen, take your time. If you don't want to come, don't come.
Yeah.
So that maybe would have been my chance. But then I played against, again, the longer it went on, I was just gone, lad. I was just going to train every day, weren't coming on in games. Because the team was doing really well. They almost got to the playoffs that year.
Yeah.
So no problem with that, but I needed to be playing. John and Jimmy both knew that. And then I played against Berry in the JPT. Oh, lad, you've never seen a stinker like it.
You?
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, but when your head's gone, your head's gone.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I was shy. So, he pulled me in and he had a new owner. He said, listen, I think it's best for you just to leave for your own well being. Just need to go.
Well, someone on Twitter said, @AHT/MrP, Richard has asked, why did you leave Ackett and go to Hemel Hempstead? Yeah. Was it just to fall back in love with the game?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, what it is, I'm semi-Baird, and Baird lives in London.
Right.
So, I thought, fuck that, I'm just going to go down here, play part-time for a bit. So yeah. I'll be with her. I've been without her for a few years. And
you can sort of reinvent yourself in the Southern League.
I want to go down there. And then Baird's cousin knew the manager, got me in there. Got up getting a few quid, thought, but again, I hadn't given myself a minute to sit back and think, like, what's happened here?
Yeah.
I was just in a spiral, kept going down, so I'd go there, I weren't bothered. I was just going for a game of footy, because I liked footy.
Yeah.
But I weren't mentally right to play, I was gone.
Well, what was the question that we had, Corey? We need you to go, just tell us what you think about this.
About what, sorry?
About the one that Will said before.
Ah, yeah. So, @DionGeorge96 on Twitter has asked, as a sports psychology student, I would be interested to see Adam's views on the process and support, or lack of, following release and what he thinks would help players transition.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I think it's a big thing now in sport, not just in football. I think at Liverpool the sport would have been there if I would have asked, but I was too proud to ask.
Yeah.
And then dog jumping. I was too proud to ask. And then when I was at Yeovil, there was nothing there really. And then where I was, my mum actually rang the PFA to say he's struggling. So I went to see a sports psychologist. Again, but I weren't interested at the time. I was just like, you can't get me in the team, or.
There's points where I bet if you look back now, you was literally walking around like a zombie for a few months.
For a few years, well, honestly though, for a few years. But I was just, I'd use anything for an escape, so I'd just go out, get absolutely blathered, so I'd forget about it for a few hours.
Yeah.
Or I'd sit in a bookies for a few hours, so I'd forget about how sad I was. And bearing in mind, I'm still trying to juggle my birdie and now pretend to not tell her stuff. Like pretend that I could do things, or I'd make lies up to say I was happy when I weren't.
Yeah.
I was so upset. But then when I did come out and tell her, mate, she's been unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's the reason I'm back to myself and my parents. That's it.
So basically, just talking about it.
Yeah. The best thing to do is to talk about it. It's just, people will help if you ask for help.
But so you're saying Liverpool would have helped.
Liverpool would have definitely.
I know what you mean about being too proud to
But I thought, no, I'm not going back there. It'd be embarrassing, that one.
Yeah.
But then when I rang the PFA, they was really good. PFA, I think, are great. Me personally, for me, they put it all on. And then when I was betting and that, I'm not like, it weren't even me. I look back and think, was I like addicted to gambling? But lad, nah. You know what I mean? Nah. Like I haven't had a bet in 2 years or something. Do you know what I mean? Not even a coupon.
Yeah.
I don't even like it. It was just an escape. So I was going to go to Tony Adams' clinic, but the PFA pay so much and it's a fortune to go. But then I thought to myself, what am I going actually there for? I don't think I'm a gambler. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a drug addict. What am I going there for? Like, because I'm sad.
But no, yeah,
like, I was just sad and. I thought I should have been doing better in life than what I was doing, so I thought I can't really go for that. So then I didn't end up going, and again kept just creeping back in, the sadness and that, and my foot, he was going shit. Like you're saying, I seen someone say on a Twitter thing, like, what happened to Colwyn Bay? I went to play with my mates, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just got for a game of footy. And then, I tried to leave. They said, you're not leaving, so I just didn't turn up. Because I didn't want to be there.
No, yeah.
But that was not on personal against Colwyn Bay or against Hemel Hempstead or any team. My head just weren't right. Like, but when my head is right, that's why I love Flano so much, the manager, John Flanagan.
Yeah.
Because he seen that in me and went into Curzon, and that's when I started loving it again. And then when I went to Curzon, my mate, he gets a right few quid. He got me this counsellor who proper helped me.
Yeah.
He was giving the money for it, everything. Like, and I was like, oh my God, this is mad. And then it started to go a little bit well again. But, you know, Clarkey, Luke Clark.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Clukey, we call him. I don't know why.
He messaged me one day on Twitter and he said, do you wanna come to Curzon? I said, lad, nah. honest with you, no. But then my dad said, just please, for me, give it one more go.
Yeah, I heard it was something about your dad, yeah.
Give it one more go, lad, please. He said, we've been up that motorway up and down, taking to Liverpool for years and years. Just give it one more go. So I said, all right. And then there was the FA Cup Saturday. And I was on a bench. Come on, like 10 minutes ago, scored the equaliser. And like you're saying, it was just like, I was just banging them in.
Yeah,
I just thought,
I remember
right, I'm getting help off the pitch now with being like sad kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was doing great with my bird, getting on with my mum and dad. So I went there, just loved it. And then we went on this FA Cup run and that done well. And then I went to Halifax then.
Yeah, you got the move. Well, you got another move.
Yeah, got quite a good move. Yeah. I probably should have waited till the end of the season, but Halifax offered decent money. And he's saying, you're playing in non-league, go where the money is, don't you? Unless you're really happy, which I was really happy at Curzon, but I thought you got to strike while the iron's hot.
100%, yeah.
So I went there, and then...
You did quite well there.
Done well at the start. I just carried the form on.
Yeah.
I was happy. And then, again, I was weak. I was weak mentally. So if any little thing would go wrong, I'd go into a little bad patch for 2 weeks or something, and then we went into the... We got promoted. Great. And then we went into the conference, didn't play for the first four games, then he started, scored the winner, then 15 games in a row was playing, scored 5-6 goals or something, and then missed a penalty in the FA Cup against Tranmere, and then didn't play again then since, because Big Tom didn't come back, but player,
yeah,
what
a mad
man as well, mad man.
So was, did you play against us in the playoff then?
On the bench, yeah,
right,
on the bench, but
because he was a monster.
Well,
I remember thinking, right, I'll win this header against him on a corner, and he just fucking moved me.
Yeah, you know, he's a monster. But like I think that season, anyone we would have played would have won.
Yeah.
I think we were meant to go up that year, and I think it was just for you that year would have been 1 year too soon.
Yeah, it was, you definitely. That's why I weren't asked after the game.
Yeah,
like,
we'd
done our best. Yous was a better team.
That's what you've got to do. You've got to. We that year we deserved it. I think. I don't know. Fylde won the league, didn't they?
I think
they was decent. Listen. But Danny Rowe on your team, you're going to win, aren't you? Yeah. He's the one person where you think, when's he going to slow down scoring?
He just does.
I used to think once, I thought, I could have Nick Leeden scoring here, where you see him two and three every game.
Well, we played him in pre-season, 3-0 up, and he didn't touch the ball.
Yeah.
Next thing, corner comes in, bounces down, he hit a volley, deflected and went in, and I just thought, fuck me.
Yeah,
he just has that knack of just scoring, doesn't he?
That's he done the same, when we was in the conference, we played him in the conference when we went up. Didn't have a kick all game, I think 2-2, whatever. His ball went through him, just dinked him. I was like, you can't give him a chance. He's what a player. I'd actually would have loved to play with him because he's good. But so, like that, it's all just bounced around a bit.
You know, like when you're talking about football, you're like, so I didn't play this game, and then my head went, I didn't play this game, and you probably remember a lot more than what I do, so I think you take it to heart a lot more than I did. If I was on the bench, I'd be like, right, fuck it.
Yeah.
I think for Salford, I was on the bench for like 6 games in a row, but I weren't that arse.
The worst thing for me is, it's probably my worst thing, but best, I love footy, lad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll play until I can't play no longer. But like then on Saturday when we're playing, like, we're getting beat 4-0, lad, and I'm thinking there's more and more to life than this shit. Do you know what I mean, lad?
Like, we went to Boston away the other week, got beat 5-0,
yeah.
And then I didn't get home till 10 o'clock at night, but I still didn't consider quitting. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just Yeah. I wasn't asked, I just wanted the next game to come.
You want it, don't you? That's what I mean. I don't know. Yeah, let's see if our game's on tonight. Can I just check? Let's see. Game on. Someone's wrote in. Game on, boys. Lovely.
I think we'll be on. Yeah. So.
But the thing is, that's what I'm saying. I would have loved to come to you and when I come for the game, me big fat belly, didn't I?
We've got like a tight kit, yeah.
It's not tight. I made it look tight.
It's like a fitted kit like Arsenal have got, isn't it? Yeah. So it hugged his shape really well.
Yeah, he was laughing at that though. But no, honestly, I would have liked to have come there. Even like I'm saying, I knew I would have started off on the bench and stuff like that, but I usually got a sick team.
I thought you would have stuck around, but
like what happened was you wanted me to go to Trafford on like kind of a dual registration, but with Flannel going to Mosley, I thought, well, maybe he can keep an eye on me there and stuff like that. But listen, I proper like Parky, lad. He seems like a belter.
Yeah, he's a good manager.
Because Mike Kozlov is one of my good mates. So he kind of like hooked it up for me and that. And obviously, I think about like 30 minutes, didn't touch it. I seen you say on the thing, the other day, we'd said in that game, you couldn't get the ball to your feet.
It was impossible for any of us up front to get it. So it was a bad game to come into.
But I was thinking, obviously, I know a few of them, do you know what I mean? The Scouse car
school. Yeah.
And I've grown up with Grover.
The sound, all sound.
All sound, but. And then Hampo, I was speaking to him last night, I said, I'm nervous about coming on and that. He said, do we sound?
I actually used to fight with Sean Williams every time I played Warrington. And I mean, like, it was like, right, I'll see you in the car park. And I'd be thinking, shit, I hope I actually don't see him in the car park. But now we're like fucking best mates.
I see him and Tony Thompson on Saturday. We went for a few pints after the game and they was in the same place. But
So who have you got tonight?
Pontefract. No, fuck that.
At Mosley.
yeah.
Fuck it, I think I'd rather play at Pontefract than Mosley.
I'm Mosley, yeah, alright now, you know.
Is it?
The pitch has been set. I don't know what this right. is. I've never played there before. The pitch has been sound. And Gaffer's decent. Wildy. Like, him and John, they like the good cop, bad cop. No?
Yeah.
That's what they like. But John's turned into the bad cop, and I'm like, what, John?
What's up with you?
I was like, what, calm down. He was moaning. And then Wildy's been good with me. You know, he's good with work when I have to miss training sometimes. And then John's old.
Have you spoke to Kozlov about his ban?
No, what is he?
He's got a 6-week ban for spitting or something, hasn't he?
Lad, I don't know, Matt. I texted him saying, how come you're in the squad? Because the game was on live, so we were watching in the bar afterwards. I said, how come you're on the squad? I thought, oh no, because he's a little bit like me. But what a man he is, because he's honestly one of the, how he's changed. His head used to be gone. Like, man, we've had after that, crying on night out. You know what I mean? But honestly, he's one of the best people I know him in football. He's what a man.
Well, every time I play against him, I know he's a hothead, so I just wind him up.
Horrible man he is on the pitch. Yeah, horrible, just wind him up. But that's why he's a good player. Yeah. He's a horrible man, but then off the pitch, he's the nicest in the world. He's the nicest.
Yeah, he's been player. Spitting. That's class, isn't it?
Okay. See, I didn't know. He's probably thinking this stupid bastard's texting. I didn't even know that. You know?
Yeah, so ask him.
Yeah, I will do.
No, but yeah, that. Wrap it up.
I mean, we've got a few fan questions. If you want a few,
yeah, go for it.
Go on, get them in.
Right. Well, what grounds do you hate playing at the most, and why? And that's from @DaveFillabin.
Mine is Sedgley Park, Stockport.
I've never played Stockport. It's, mate.
I've never won there, so that's why.
I'd say my one is Stalybridge.
Staley Vegas. Why?
Because I missed the pen there, and I don't want to play there. Yeah, you don't want to go back. Played them back. We just thought, I've never won near me, so I've never won Staley Bridge. So probably there.
Go on. Fuck me, what's up with you?
You're like setting you now, aren't you? Love there pretending.
Yeah, just shit his pants.
I turned up though, didn't I? At Joe Petit 2, who was the best player in the England setup that you played with?
Oof! Not asking me that. Fucking hell.
Harry Kane.
That's not a bad shout, is it?
Yeah, I played with him a few times. Harry Kane.
How old was he then?
So So England under-19s, that was with, so, 18, 19, something like that.
But he was always a player, was he?
Yeah, yeah, just a finisher. Unbelievable.
Next. I can't tell you any.
Don't mind any bad ones, get them across. Don't mind if there's any of them ones.
This isn't actually a fan question, but who do you reckon was the best player at Liverpool that he played with?
It's got to be Gerrard, but this Suarez is a fucking joke.
Yeah, he was weird. He was like a...
Honestly, obviously, listen, he's done what he's done off the pitch and that, but he was the nicest man in the world. He was quiet, just a nice family man. And what he used to do is, so say they'd play Saturday, play West Ham at home Premier League, we'd be in Sunday training sometimes, but they'd do a cool down, the lads who hadn't been in the squad, he'd train. And he used to go, same argument every week, Brendan Rodgers would let him train the whole session, wouldn't let him play in the game, he used to go off his head. All of that, just do recovery, he just loved the footy, you know? He's just an animal.
I've got a story about Suarez, right, so when I went to uni in Ormskirk, I used to deliver pizzas for a place called Scoozies, yeah? And one night we got a big order of like 400 quid and it was to Suarez's house. So I got all my mates from who were Liverpool fans, got them in the back of my little shit black Clio. And we took 400 quid worth of food to Suarez's house. And he come out, Lucas was there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So he made me go in his house, all the lads were buzzing, like we put them on the table and he just got a massive wad of 20s out, and I thought, this is going to be my month out at uni sort of thing, and he just got 400 quid out and fucked us off.
No,
I was like, fucking hell. I thought we was going town that night.
He was unbelievable, but for me, Gerrard, the best player.
Yeah, it's got to be
different class, man. Unbelievable.
I think that's it really. I think we're good.
Yeah
good.
Well, it's been a good one. You have had quite an interesting career sort of thing, haven't you?
It's been mad, lad. It's been great and then it's been shit, and now I'm at a stage where, and I know what I want to do now. Football is no longer my most important thing. I love it,
but that's good.
Yeah, I'm going to go into a little role with LFC TV doing the analysis on the under-18s game, so this is good practice as well. You know, I love this kind of stuff, do you know what I mean? So, and I want to get into kind of maybe the football agency side of things, whereas I haven't been treated always great, so I want to try and get into that side.
Get some players like you and treat them how you should have done them.
Or the media side of things. So I'm a lot more content now with my life, and I understand, and it is interesting, like people still ask, like, what happened?
Yeah.
Not a lot. You know what I mean? Not like there ain't like one thing where I've done something outrageous or I've been caught up in this scandal, and then it was literally
a couple of bad decisions
and mental health when you've made them decisions, and then like you're saying, my head just went and it just went into a spiral. But like I'm saying, without me bird and my family and their family, I'd be in a lot better, worse place than now.
Yeah,
the help I've had off the people who I love and who love me, it got me into the daylight, because I would have said I was coming, thought I'd been okay, my head would have went into traffic this morning, I would have turned around and went home and done so. So now I've learned to deal with that, and I want to help kids, and that's not just me talking absolute shite there, thinking, oh, let me say this for the camera or whatever. I actually want to, because the journey I've been on has been unbelievable, but it can happen easy.
It can happen to anyone, can it?
Very, very quickly.
I think you've got to realise it's probably throughout your career nothing's been personal either. So I think that helped me a lot when I sort of come to terms with what happened to me, which was nowhere near as bad as
that's what I'm saying. At any level, it doesn't matter. But what it is like, the lads don't treat me any different at Mosley, because I don't act any different. I'm just one of the lads always. I love a laugh and a joke. I managed to, you know, completely dream, and now it is what it is.
Yeah.
Still
just
enjoy it.
Just park the bus.
Exactly. I'll bring that out in the pub when I'm about 50. Get it on the big screen the debut. But your sound, that fucking, well, thanks very much for having me.
No, it's been a good story. I think they'll...
Hopefully it's been all right.
I think they'll like that, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a good one. You like it, Princess? Anyway, top man.
Jordan, thanks very much. Thank you.
I'm sweating my back out.
All good.
Sorted.
Is that all right, though? Is that all right?
Oh.